What's up, Terrence?
Hey, hey.
You're doing okay, man. I haven't seen it since we haven't played game in like 3 weeks.
I even had this week off mostly. So there would not have been a lot of background noise because Jesse was out of town.
What'd you do all day then?
Go to work,
Oh, well.
come home, play video games, that sort of thing.
You playing? I forget you play video games still.
I only mostly play RPGs, so I was playing Octopath Traveler, and then I realized I got like 40 levels to grind through if I want to beat the last boss. I'm like, ugh.
That
So
old
I,
Final Fantasy shit.
yeah, and then I said, oh, I'll just play Dragon Quest XI again, which they have on the what do you call it, Game Pass. So fuck
If you're
it.
free this month, use it. Or you get to keep it on Game Pass. I don't remember.
I don't know. Like I have 3 months of Game Pass after I bought the new console, and it's been there the whole time. So like, I don't know.
Always kind of felt like the Netflix of the gaming shit. I've been playing games too. I busted out a bunch of old systems to fuck around with.
Yeah, what you
Crash Bandicoot. Me and my mom were playing a little bit.
doing?
We're playing Crash. Me and my cousin were playing some of the old like Pokemon Stadium games.
That's kind of cool. I did like those, like, because they take the kind of combat that I like, turn-based, and cut out the middleman of having a story.
Well, I even wanted to do the like I even have some of the older Pokemon games. But to play them, I'm gonna have to replace the internal batteries.
Of the cartridges?
Because
Oh,
that's what lets you save the game, is that it just kept running in the
yeah, that's
background.
right. I forgot. Yeah.
So after 15 years of use, you kind of gotta open it up, unsolder some stuff, and then solder a new battery in. That sounds like something Ricardo knows how to do. You know what I mean?
Maybe it sounds like you should just download a fucking ROM. Like, play
Yeah,
it on a
but
new
I
game.
thought it'd be cool to transfer all the Pokemon up through the games and have my same team throughout each
Oh.
one of the games.
Yeah,
And really just, flex on them. Don't know, man. It's fun to play on these old consoles. It's
if you gotta replace the battery, isn't all your data lost anyway?
Oh no, I don't care. I just want to play it like on the actual system. The data's gone. I'll be fine without that. But I mean, I want to like take it from the first game and bring it all the way up to you can try to do the more modern games.
We have the latest one on the Switch, and it actually looked kind of appealing to me because it like this looks like an open world kind of like RPG kind of like.
It did. I had my own issues with that fucking game though. Legend of Arceus.
Is that what it's called? I don't remember. Jesse
Well,
gets every new Pokemon thing, and I can't keep track.
the game just looks bad. Like it looks
is a little low res for the current year. This the
it's
year of our Lord,
and
2022.
it wouldn't make me upset if it was like an indie company, but Pokemon is literally the most like is the largest grossing income of any franchise ever. It's like
Wait.
$9 billion a year.
Are you saying
Pokemon
Nintendo's?
makes stupid amount of money.
Oh, wait. Yeah, are you implying that Nintendo would put out a low effort cash in?
No, not even Nintendo, specifically Game Freak. I am pissed off at them. Nintendo is whatever. I've given up on them. They just hate fun.
They like fun on their terms. Their terms only. Do not
Yeah.
deviate from the Nintendo terms.
Honestly, sometimes I wish they would just go the way of Sega and they keep making games, but they're just on other people's consoles.
Yeah, I don't think
But
they ever will.
I
I
don't
don't
think so
know.
either, but like their consoles are awesome, like the Switch.
I think the Switch saved them from that because the previous console wasn't that popular, was it? Like,
No, it was the Wii U, and it's a good console. It just suffered because they didn't know how to market it. Everybody thought it was an add-on or something like that. It was basically a Switch, but you needed a Wii to use it, if that makes any sense.
No,
I had some bangers of some games on there. I know that much.
I'm
I
sure
fucking played the shit out of them.
I find myself finding games I want to play, and then I find out they're like, oh, this is a phone game.
Was it Diablo that's like, what, do you guys don't have phones? I don't want a mobile game.
I don't want to look at an itty-bitty teeny screen. My fingers are large and clumsy comparatively. Like...
No, it's like, even like I was saying, playing those old consoles, you ever just hold the NES controller? You know, like, in how many the years? Classic, yeah,
the classic one. Oh yeah, it's microscopic.
It makes you feel so big. It's like, these used to be huge. They're so fucking tiny.
It was like that even when you were a kid, or not when you were a kid. When I was a kid, like, you know, the two ways to play video games were holding a little tiny controller, or there's a fucking desk with a TV attached to it that plays one game and you just put quarters in.
Arcade machines are making a comeback, man.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's gotten really easy to take all those classic games and put it on a Raspberry Pi and then use a shell.
Make a jillion fucking game option fucking. There's a bar up in Somerville that kind of has that. Like, it just at like an entire row of booths, it just has a TV, a controller, all connected to a Raspberry Pi with like 100 games on it.
It's like, such a good idea.
Yeah. And it's an idea I had like fucking 10 years ago too.
I'll tell you what though, if I could have a gaming arcade machine, I want like one of the racing sims with the stick shift. I'd put that in my house.
I think the BattleTech pods would probably be a big draw.
Yeah, something like that, like a playing, like the ones that, you know, you're not playing pushing buttons, you got like a whole like controller and shit. Like, have you ever played the Mario Kart arcade machine?
Mm-mm.
It's Mario Kart, but you have a steering wheel and shit. It's a lot of fun.
You're in the cart. You're there.
Yeah, they take a picture of you, and it shows you a little picture up there.
You are Mario. And if
people are playing the same game around you, you race against each other. It's really cool. Oh, man. But I had a stroke there. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. Why was Grave so much fucking fun? That game was fantastic.
Because it wasn't like, because it's not very weighty. Like, there's a lot of, like, there's enough there for it to, like, for the mechanics to matter, but there's not a lot there for it to be intrusive, you know?
Yeah, like when I accidentally killed you and Mahogany with a spell that just says it shakes the ground.
See, that was quality old school DMing. Like, I think Toker would really get into the OSR scene if he gave it more of a chance, but I don't know. He's old school revival, old school renaissance. Like, they're like games that kind of simulate that early, late 70s, early 80s kind of tabletop vibe, in that they are rules light and the GM kind of adjudicates what goes on. Like, and you, the object of the game, kind of, for the players, is to not have to do rolls and take as much of a treasure as they can.
I was going to say, with Grave, it was like, even when we were rolling, it was super simple, you know, maybe 2d6 at most.
Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people consider if the DM asks for rolls, that they have fucked up some in the OSR scene. Like, yeah. Whereas, like, in modern games, like, you're just rolling all the time for random shit. Like,
yeah, but it's fun to do that.
I mean, I like rolling dice. Trust me, I love dice. Make no mistake. But
plastic math rocks.
I guess. But I just want them to be significant rolls. You know, I want them to, the rolls to matter more. I think some things can just be like hand wave, like, well, you're a wizard, so you know wizard stuff. So let me just tell you, wizard guy, what you know.
Yeah, or even when you're searching a room or something. If you're all like, there's four people and you're all searching a room, you're going to either find something or nothing's there.
Yeah. That's another thing, like, the modern games have gotten away from, that the old school games kind of focus more on, is like dungeon procedures.
What you mean dungeon procedures?
Like, you know how in combat has combat rounds and you, everybody goes around doing, says, saying what they're going to do. And then the DM tells you what happens when you do it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Combat, RPG combat, where they have rules for dungeon exploration in older systems where you tell the GM what you're going to do during an exploration turn, which is like considered like 10 minutes. And so, you know, it's like, I'll be searching for traps. And the person says, well, I'll keep a lookout for monsters. And I will also keep an eye on, like, you know, the ceilings. And people are like, I'll be looking at these runes or whatever, you know. And basically, the exploration is more codified. And there's, it really is kind of dependent on there being a map. And there being a bit more rigid planning for GMs, like, you know, me, I'm pretty fly by the seat of my pants. Yeah. So the fact that it has to be the fact that those kind of systems have exploration in a codified way makes me, the lazy GM, focus on actually having to build dungeons, which is something I am extremely lazy about.
Honestly, that's one of my favorite parts. Like when we're doing like if I'm running a game, I really just like making the map an Owlbear or something, or a Roll20.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's fun.
I like putting traps places. Like I still think my height, my peak of DMing was still at a monster house where everything was a mimic. that was my high point of DMing. Check that out.
Check that out on this channel that we're on.
Homebrewtotritus.com. Oh, I think we all needed a break from this last fucking weeks.
You think so? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Shit,
it's so hard to keep up a fucking noob show.
Is it?
Yeah. Just lazy. That's what it boils down to.
Oh, man. Oh, so would you like a movie review?
I did do a movie review.
Oh, would you like one tonight?
Oh, what'd you watch?
I watched the Chippendale Rescue Rangers movie from Disney Plus.
So,
if you're a 90s kid, you remember these cartoons. And
so before you go in, I'm gonna give. I've never really watched Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
That's fine. It's way out of their age bracket.
Yeah, well, I get the basic premise. You have two chipmunks with a menage of friends, and they solve mysteries, right? It's a monster of the week kind of thing, or mystery of the week.
Crime of the week, but yeah, mystery of the week, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand the basic premise.
Yeah, the premise of the movie is that it was a show that Chip and Dale, like, worked together on because they were best friends coming up, and they got the show, and it was, like, a labor of love, and one of them, like, was feeling unappreciated, so he got his own solo pilot.
That was the John Mulaney one, right?
I guess. Then gets the show canceled, and then the pilot goes nowhere, and so they have to, like, they're basically out of show business and shit, and they're not talking to each other, and the movie picks up there where Dale is doing the convention circuit and stuff like that, and it's basically like it's a metatextual film based on a nostalgia property about metatextual films based on nostalgia properties, and it's funny as fuck as well. It's got a lot of
So you're the second person that's told me it's funny as fuck, and that's
yeah, it's funny as fuck. It's got a lot of cool, like, not only just Disney references, but other cartoons get in there. Like, one of the characters is Ugly Sonic, you know, the Sonic I heard, didn't use.
I heard that was in there, yeah. Also. Well, I'm skeptical of those, like, oh, look at the cartoons coming to real life movies, because you get schlock like the fucking Smurfs or the fucking Chipmunks movies.
Oh,
no, it's all garbage.
These movies, this movie takes place in like the Roger Rabbit style world where cartoons and humans already live together and it's pretty common and they watch movies like that.
All right, cool. Because honestly, one of the jokes that made me laugh in the trailer was, you see, I got the 3D surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
The CGI treatment. It's like, Jesus, all right. And that was a good joke for me, at least.
There's a lot of them in there, and there's like a lot of Easter eggs, and like you'll see shit that you from other shows, like Randy Marsh shows up in the background of the scene. One.
All right, so like, what is this movie rated?
It's got to be PG.
At least I'm gonna say PG-13.
Maybe, I don't know, but like it's pretty like it has like a heroin den scene.
Oh, it's PG.
Yeah, it has a heroin den scene, but it's not heroin, it's stinky cheese. Like
opioid den.
Yeah. It is done up like an opium den, but it's just funny. It's really funny. But sorry, okay, I'm done with my review. Chippendales, 9 out of 7.
9 out of 7? That isn't you're not very good at this, are you?
I'll make up a new rating system for each movie I review.
Have you ever seen Fritz the Cat?
Yeah, I've seen it, read it.
Well, I was joking about the movie review. That was the movie I was talking about on my, was it 2 or 3 shows ago?
I missed out. I don't know.
I really liked the fucking movie. It was really cool for being the first R-rated, you know, fucking animated film.
Oh, you're talking about the Ralph Bakshi one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The one where it's like, Jesus Christ, these are just animals fucking for 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah. Look, I used to have like, I don't know where, I lost a lot of my comics over the years. I used to have like one of the collections of Fritz comics that they based it off of.
Yeah, apparently the creator did not like the movie. He was not happy about that.
I don't know, yeah. But, you know, creators are very unhappy with movies for most time, especially comic books. You get a lot of fucking cranks in comics. Like, Alan Moore has never liked anything anyone's done with any of his fucking comics, period. And, you know, some of it, I get. Some of it has been trash.
How did the creator of Marmaduke think of the Marmaduke movie?
I think he's dead.
Oh. Oh, well, like,
I'm not sure if that's true.
As you know, Owen Wilson. Wow.
Wow. It's Marmaduke. Wow.
Listen, when are we doing riff tracks on shitty movies? We'll just start live. How do we live stream shit, Terrence?
I have no idea.
You're the YouTube man.
I'm incredibly stupid, as it turns out. Now it's official. Like, they released a report recently that Gen Xers got such a high dose of lead in the atmosphere, we're all like 6 IQ points dumber than we should be.
That's what y'all get for eating those fucking lead chips.
Also, the fucking, they didn't regulate the gasoline quite as much, so the fumes are everywhere.
Listen, gasoline smells awesome, and you know it.
Let's see. Hold on. Sorry, it's driving me crazy. Let's see. Yep, dead 2015. Okay, yeah, he's been dead for fucking 7 years. Creator, yeah. Marmaduke, Brad Anderson.
But what about the movie? What about the movie Marmaduke? Hold on.
I've never seen it.
Have you never seen the Marmaduke movie?
Because
it came out in 2010. So he did. Oh, he might have seen it.
Oh, did it?
What does it have? Rotten? What has on Rotten Tomatoes?
No, this is 2022. Oh, it's not out yet.
Yeah, yes, it did. It did come out. And look, it came out in 2010. They might be making a new one.
Yeah, they must be.
It has 1 star.
Because I see Pete Davidson in the cast. Like,
oh wait, that's the animated one. Hold on, I just found the same thing you did. There it is. It has a 9% on the tomato meter.
Oh, the tomato meter.
Well, I learned something too, that apparently older movies get a harder or a harsher score on Rotten Tomatoes because it wasn't out when the movie came out. So
they're only using newspaper ads. They're not really aggregating newspaper reviews. They're not really aggregating like online reviews.
Who the fuck reads the newspaper? Why is that still around?
Well, the before the internet.
Yeah, I get that now, but even still, why now?
Oh, I don't know. Like, it's like, I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of respectability to it that no one really believes anything on the news anymore anyway. Thanks a lot. Certain political factions.
I don't know. I usually just ask Google, hey, Google, give me the news. And it like runs through 5 different stations.
Mm.
And they all generally talk about the same thing.
Yeah, with different slants sometimes, but that's about it.
All different accents, but Like sometimes you get British.
Coming up next on BBC.
Terrence, I need you to recommend me a movie, like an anime. What would I like, Terrence?
Like a movie or an animated movie or a
Animated movie. Fuck it.
Putting
you on the spot, Terrence. Give me a movie recommendation.
Jeez, I don't know. Like,
have you ever seen Fantastic Planet?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Well, while you think about that, I learned I really like 70s animation.
Oh, okay, 70s stuff. Have you seen Wizards?
That's the same guy who did Fritz the Cat.
Yes.
I have not, but I've seen a clip for it, and I know it's horny for some reason.
It's horny and it's weird, and it's got a lot of like the same techniques he used in his Lord of the Rings adaptation.
Same person. Ralph Bakshi.
Ralph Bakshi, I believe is how they pronounce it.
Where is it streaming? Let's see. Because I remember that movie. I wanted to watch that.
Yeah, you might be able to find it on YouTube if you can't find it streaming. It's not. It's like it's a cult classic. It's a cult classic. It's not like super popular. Like it's not. I'm not going to call it a high quality film, but it colored a lot of my like interests and like. It caught me at a time where it was the perfect movie for me. I was like 11 when I saw it. Because it's crass and it's violent and it's like got a lot of just weird fantasy imagery and shit like that.
It's just really like cool practical effects. Like I'm looking at one of the trailers right now and they put an actual explosion in there.
Yeah. They use a lot of rotoscoped stuff.
Yeah. I mean, fucking, I don't know. The coolest thing I liked about Fritz the Cat was like, you know, animation is expensive. So they just put a bunch of crazy colors while characters are talking.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great style.
That is one of Ralph's go-to techniques. He uses a lot of like, if you've ever never seen the movie Cool World, he uses a lot of that stuff to an unusual extreme. Cool World is a live action / animated mixed film. It stars Brad Pitt and Kim Basinger.
All right, hold on. Let's see images.
And what's his face?
This movie is also incredibly horny.
Oh yeah, like Kim Basinger plays like a Jessica Rabbit-y looking blonde bombshell cartoon woman who wants to be real.
I'm a real girl.
Yeah.
This guy's slowly turning into my favorite director.
He's one of them. Like, one of mine. I can't really like call a lot of his stuff is great. American Pop probably is one. Is probably one of his best. What's the other one that everyone loves that I like and I can tell the artistry of it? It's like one of his earliest ones. Shit. Damn it.
Wizards, Cool World, Fire and Ice, Lord of the Rings, Coonskin.
That's the one. Everyone has a lot of praise for that one. But Fire and Ice is like extremely like Conan-esque kind of like Hyperborean fantasy one.
There's some really racist imagery in here.
And yet it's still pretty critically acclaimed. I can't say I guess see it as like merits as animation and things like that, but it is.
Well, even in Fritz the Cat, where everything, like even all the black people were crows, they were still very progressive on like what they were talking about.
Yeah. Like that is an artifact of the actual artist, Robert Crumb. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. He goes by R. Crumb, but oh my God, an R. Crumb character shows up in the fucking Chip and Dale's movie.
Oh, which character?
Mr. Natural, the old guy with the beard and the yellow robe.
Mr. Natural. Oh, what the fuck? I feel like I've seen him before.
Yeah, you've probably seen him on a sticker or a t-shirt with Keep on Trucking or something next to him.
Just passing time. Why is he nude? Why is he naked?
He's Mr. Natural.
I mean, I understand. Now this shit's cool. I really like old anime. It just has so much fucking more heart put into it because it took, you know, fucking time. Like each frame was animated. It wasn't just, you know, 3D models.
Yeah, that is one thing about the Chippendale movie that, like, it is, like, despite the fact that the toon characters in it are, they are 3D models as well. They're just cel-shaded. Like, yeah. So.
Well, that's the other thing, too. You can make it look good. It's just people don't always try. I don't know. I just found a whole bunch of more movies I need to watch by this guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Fire and Ice looks
Fire well, and Ice is just pretty it's pretty bitchin'. Wizards, like I said, is the one I recommend the most. it's kind of like
I
it's
think
got some weird I've vignettes seen, in it.
I think I've seen a clip from Fire and Ice. Like there's a lady in a burnt down house and he's like circling around her with a sword or something, and he's talking to her.
Maybe it's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, this is some cool rotoscoping shit.
Yeah. Like, I think his most rotoscoped movie might be the Lord of the Rings adaptation he did.
I did see clips of that.
I think all the action is that. But, those are your movie recommendations. Anything by Ralph Bakshi is worth a watch. Even if you don't ultimately like it, they're still interesting pieces of animation history and art.
Yeah, because a lot of these movies he could have done live action and be, you know, a lot cheaper, but he's like, nah, fuck that, get me a team. Let's see, now I'm just looking at these movie posters, and Mark Hamill's in Wizards.
Yeah, which one is he? I can't remember.
Sean.
Oh.
Which one's Sean? Hold on.
It's a minor character. He's like a fairy or something.
No, fucking Mark Hamill's still my favorite Joker.
he's the best Joker, let's be honest. Like, you know, I got all these movie Jokers and some of them are okay and some of them are not.
Looking at you, Jared Leto, and your weird fucking horny cult.
Oh god, the Leto cultists are gonna come for us now.
Yeah,
and when you And when you do, click that like and subscribe button to Homebrew to Drink.
Oh, perfect. You actually ended the show right when I needed to end.
Oh, well, yes, I'm ending the show because I'm very aware of what's going on. But, we'll try this again and we'll discuss games more. I can give you some specific recommendations, or if that bores you, I'll just go around bitching like I usually do.
Okay, Terrence, we're about to do a whole series where we talk about what's his name? Fucking Ballsack movies.
Ralph Bakshi movies. All right. Yeah, pick one. We'll both watch it and we will discuss.
I'm about to go. Like, I'm probably about to go watch Wizards.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, see you next time.
See you, Terrence. And recording. Stop.